Hello and welcome to this episode of the Magnetic Woman Show. I'm your host, Lauren Joyce, and baby, I'm back. I'm back, bitches. It has been a minute since I've made a podcast episode, and we are starting a new season here because, first of all, we just passed the spring equinox. So obviously, we're starting a new season in every sense of the word. And today's episode is part one of question mark, because I don't know how many parts I'll be doing, the death and rebirth cycle. And I want to talk specifically about the biggest mistake I made in 2023, which I believe is the main thing that led to my lowest year in business, and really dive into it. So, if you're new here, I'm Lauren Joyce, founder of The Magnetic Woman, which is a feminine leadership and lifestyle brand, and I help women reclaim their feminine power through pleasure. So, the death and rebirth process is something that we see stories of throughout all of history. The first recorded story by the ancient poetess Enduanna of Sumeria is the story of Inanna. And Inanna was the goddess, and she descended into the underworld. And she then ascends up from the underworld. We have the story of Persephone, who is dragged to Hades, or dragged to the underworld by Hades. And she spends 6 months a year there, winter. And then she ascends back to earth and becomes like the goddess of fertility, right? Christianity took the story of death and rebirth. And so we see all of these stories of the death and rebirth cycle. And to me, the death and rebirth cycle is actually uniquely feminine. And again, I know we see it in Christianity, and that's going to be a whole other podcast episode later this week. But we as women, the female body is the one that goes through the death and rebirth process every single month with our menstrual cycle. We bring new life into the world. We bleed without dying. We feed that new life from our bodies. And so ancient cultures and civilizations not only recognized this, but revered this. They revered it through worshipping the goddess and or many goddesses, and they revered women in a very different way until the onslaught of patriarchy, which is 3,500 to 5,000 years ago, when what became the gold standard was men, masculine energy, but more specifically like violence, control, needing to conquer. That concept is patriarchal, right? That's not inherent into masculine and feminine dynamics. I'm sorry, that's not inherent and like naturally occurring to masculine feminine polarity. So I think one of the biggest disservices that we see from being cut off from the feminine, the divine feminine, the goddess, feminine energy, is as women, we lack the tools to navigate the underworld, navigate the death and rebirth process in a way that takes us higher. And so what can often happen is you try to avoid being dragged to the underworld. I mean, nobody really goes to the underworld willingly, right? But you do everything you can to not have to go through a death and rebirth process. And then you stay in the death part because you don't truly let go of what needs to die, right? So you're kind of like a zombie. You're just like half dead there. Whether that be your job, your business, an identity, a belief system, a relationship, right? And so I have been in a massive death and rebirth portal for the last 2 years, I would say. And it really started with my business. About 2 years ago, it started to become very clear to me that I was not bringing my full self forward in my business. So if you've been following me for a while, then you probably know a lot of my story, but I will just give like a little refresher as it applies to this content. And I started learning about feminine energy and pleasure in 2013. So it's been over a decade that I've been doing this work. And I was in Regina Thomasower's like mastermind and in her community for years. Then I got my coaching certification and I started out as like a life and business coach. And then I started to learn a lot about polarity. I was reading everything by David Deida, Alison Armstrong, all the stuff about masculine, feminine polarity, right? And I was combining that with everything I knew about pleasure and pussy and being turned on as a woman, like living from turn on as a woman. And that's how the Magnetic Woman was born. So I was like 28 years old, 29, and that's what was coming through. And that's what I was really interested in. So created tons of content, created tons of courses, which all of everything I've created, I still like stand behind in the sense that even if I don't necessarily agree with some of the concepts now, because there's a lot of polarity content that I don't agree with anymore, I stand behind it in the sense that it was part of my journey. It helped so many people. It can still help so many people. I might not personally believe it now, but that doesn't make it any less impactful, right? And so, but back in 2019, right before the pandemic, I had a medita I did a meditation, and that's when I felt called and pulled to into my place as a Magdalene priestess. And so for a few years, the early part of the pandemic, I felt really fractured. I was still teaching content about polarity and like trying to just do what I had always done. But personally, I was on this deep spiritual journey, learning so much about Mary Magdalene, doing a lot of work with her energy, rituals, practices, really deepening my connection to the goddess, to the sacred feminine, to rituals, to ceremony. And I didn't really see how that fit into what I was teaching in the Magnetic Woman. So I was just fine to keep going at it this way. Obviously, the goddess had other plans for me. And being the cute little stubborn girl that I am, the goddess was not getting my attention until she really started turning the tap of money off. And all of the things that had historically worked for me in my business stopped working. And when I went within and was like, what do I need to do in order to birth this next iteration of my business? I heard, end your relationship. It was probably a year from hearing that internally to the me actually ending the relationship. Because I was not clear about whether or not I had to actually end the relationship, or I was hoping that it was just like ending that iteration of the relationship and we could move on into bigger, better things, right? And at that time, I felt really disconnected from myself. I felt like I was just kind of existing. I wasn't lit up. I wasn't turned on. I knew I wasn't in my power. And I made the vow to myself that I was not going to make any decision about the relationship until I felt really grounded in who I am and reconnected to my power. So that was what was going on for me in 2023. I was clear that the relationship I was in was not working for me. I was doing everything I could think of to fix it, to heal myself, to do all the things. And I was suspended in the void of business. I had not fully allowed myself to let things die in my business that weren't working or weren't aligned because I was too afraid of what the next iteration of my business was going to be. So it's kind of suspended in the void. And here is the biggest mistake that I made that I think is the main reason that led to 2023 being one of the lowest years in business for me financially. Which I'm not gonna lie, feels vulnerable to say because my good little girl, my inner perfectionist, is like, don't tell them that. Don't tell people this. Nobody's gonna wanna hire you. Nobody's gonna wanna listen to you. But this is the truth. This is the truth of entrepreneurship. This is the truth of the path of the feminine. This is the truth of being a priestess who is here to do sacred feminine work in modern times and breaking down all of these fucking outdated patriarchal structures of what it means to have success. Now, I'm not saying that you need to settle for less, and I'm not saying that you need to be okay with over and over and over receiving less money than you desire or things not working. Like, that's not what I'm saying. And I think we need to be in reality that when you run a business and when you're in it for the long haul, when this is like what you are so fucking committed to, there's going to be dips, there's going to be contractions, there's going to be low months, there's going to be low years. But here's where I messed up, okay? Everybody ready? Have your pens out? I created so many stories about being suspended in the void. I made up so many stories that then became beliefs about the quality of my content, about what was possible for me, about who I was, about how others saw me. Right? So what was actually happening was I was suspended in the void because I wasn't truly allowing things to begin to die yet. And so I was having low months in my business. I was getting low enrollment numbers. I wasn't feeling creative. And so instead of being like, this is because I'm not allowing things to die, I was like, nobody wants this content. That's just my, I must just be too much, too weird, too out there, right? I created all of these stories. And over the last 6 months, especially, so again, if you've been following me for a while, you know in the fall, I was in Europe for a bit. And upon returning to the US at the beginning of November till about now, I feel like there was even more of a contraction in my business, even more of like, an opera, even more of an opportunity to create so many stories. But by the time I got to the end of 2023, like again, November, after I had left my ended the relationship and was beginning to heal, that's when I really started to notice all of the stories that I had attached to the void. And I've been over the last 6 months able to really rework these stories. Because if you were to look on a very practical level at my business over the last 6 months, you would be like, what the F happened? Because it is like all of the decks have been wiped clear. All of the things that I am not meant to be doing anymore, like no matter how good my marketing is, it's not working. And this is the path of the feminine. Look, we have two choices. I could choose to see the last 6 months as proof that I'm going to be a failure and that I should close my business. And if it was aligned for me to close my business, I trust that intuitively I would know. The path of the feminine sees everything as an opportunity to go higher. And so instead, I've seen this as an opportunity to deepen my faith, to deepen my trust, to deepen my connection to the goddess, to the sacred feminine, to deepen my self-practice, to be in gratitude that the decks are being wiped clean so that everything I'm building from now on, I'm building from such an aligned place to who I am now. And this is the thing, this body of work that is getting ready, that is starting to come through me, could not come through me while I was in my relationship for a lot of reasons. One, there was no space energetically, emotionally, mentally. I was pouring everything I had into that relationship. Two, the patterns that I have healed, the identities that I have shed, the level to which I have my own back now, like that, those ha things had to happen in order for me to birth this new body of work. Okay, so this is also obviously not a call for everybody to just up and leave their relationship. And I just want to say this right here, right now on the podcast. I'm recording it March 26th. I trust that if you are in my audience, you can understand and hold nuance. You can understand and hold the fact that I, Lauren, left a relationship and these are the things that happened. That does not necessarily mean that you need to, right? What I do want to invite you into, though, for this first part one of the death and rebirth process and really diving into it is really begin to look at, because I think, like, if we look at the astrology, we look at just like what's happened over the last few years. There is not a woman alive, or at least not a woman in my community, that has not gone through a death and rebirth, a dark night of the soul, that has not been dragged down to the fucking underworld in the last few years. And so I want you to begin to look at what are the stories that you attached to yourself, to your ability, to your confidence, to what was possible for you, that you did not need to attach because that was not what was actually happening. So, again, for me, the biggest mistake I made in 2023 was not even being suspended in the void. It was not that I was not allowing myself to fully go into the death and rebirth process. It was the stories that I was attaching to what was happening. The path of the embodied feminine leader, which I'm going to be talking so much more about, because you guessed it, that's part of the new body of work. That is the new body of work. The embodied feminine leader is the magnetic woman. The magnetic woman is an embodied feminine leader. The embodied feminine leader knows that there is no meaning until we attach meaning. I'm going to repeat that. There is no meaning until we attach meaning. And we always have the option of the meaning that we want to attach. So you could take something, even that traditionally we're told means something specific. Let me think of, I don't know. I'm trying to think of an example, like a tangible example. Okay, let's take a dip in your credit score. 'Cause, I think that's very tangible. So let's say things are hard, you pay something late, or you, for whatever your relationship to money is, you pay things late and you get a dip in your credit score. And we're told that that means like this laundry list of things about us. We're irresponsible, we're stupid, we're foolish, we don't deserve it. Like, all of these bad things are going to happen to us. Okay. And those stories that are in some ways automatically attached to this thing happening invoke a lot of emotion for us, right? Shame, embarrassment, fear, guilt, feeling stupid, feeling like all of these things. The embodied feminine leader can take a step back, regulate her emotions, and realize that, let's say, a dip in her credit score doesn't mean anything. And if she wants to assign a meaning, she can assign the meaning of, wow, this is amazing contrast. I don't like how this feels. And therefore, I'm committed to this never happening again. But you can only do that when you really take the reins of being the fucking potent and powerful creatrix of your own life. There are so many stories, so many beliefs, so many things that we just take on that we're just like, oh yeah, okay, that's true and that's real. And then typically there's tons of emotion attached and we just keep looping through. That's what happened to me last year. I was like, I would get low enrollment numbers for something and I would be like, wow, why does nobody want to buy this thing from me? What's wrong with it? Maybe it's too weird. Maybe it's too that. Maybe it's too this. Instead of taking a step back and being like, what's really going on here? What's really true? Or what do I want this? What do I want to make this? Or what do I want to make myself believe about this? That's a sentence. Oh, low enrollment numbers? Okay, I could make this mean that there's something more aligned for me to be offering. I could make that mean, wow, now I have more space and time to devote to other creative ventures. So, again, I just want to invite you into really beginning to look at. Especially if you feel yourself stalling out or not where you want to be, not al as alive, as turned on, as juicy, as happy as you want to be. What are the stories that you have assigned to the inevitable death and rebirth and dark night of the soul and underworld experience that you've gone through over the last few years? Feel free to share them with me. I would love to hear from you how this landed for you. Part two, we're going to talk a lot more about practices to navigate, help you navigate through the death and the void, and the importance of ritual for rebirth. So, with that, my loves, before I go, I want to alert you to two things. First of all, next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I'm hosting a free event, The Embodied Feminine Leader, which we are going to be diving into the new paradigm of leadership for women, where we take the things that we have historically been told are wrong, are bad, are shameful, will get us killed. Our intuition, our spiritual gifts, our pleasure, our sensuality, our turn on, our delusional thinking, right? And see that as not only powerful, but our greatest strengths as leaders in this world. So it's a 3-day event, completely free. You can go to the magneticwoman.com/embodied-leader, and it's in the show notes. And for those of you women who know that you are an ancient priestess reborn and Greece is calling you, you have an affinity for Aphrodite, for Athena, for the Greek Isles, and you're ready to have your own rebirth ritual held for you, like that space held for you, this combination of the sacred feminine and strategy, because I have helped women get to six, multiple six and seven figures, combining the sacred feminine and strategy. And we are going to, ha or I'm sorry, I'm offering a 2-day rebirth experience, and it is customized and personal. So it's one-on-one, it's a private intensive. 2 days. Day one, we do the inner work, we do the strategy. Day two, we expand your capacity to receive with self-anointing rituals, with integration experiences. It is one of my all-time favorite offerings. And excuse me, I have two spots for Greece. So from April 24th through 28th, or May 10th through 15th. So two spots available for either one of those times at almost 20% off. So you can go to the magneticwoman.com/embodied, and it's a painful option only. So if you scroll all the way down, there's a specific button for Greece with the discounts already included. If you have any questions, just reach out to me on social media. If you're not sure if it's right for you, I'm happy to help you figure it out. And I'll see you for part two.